The district attorney, John Flynn, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, and law enforcement officials are making their way up the street here. They're going to address us shortly and give us kind of the update on what's happening as far as this, what we're told is a search and rescue mission that continues as they are looking for this missing Buffalo Police Underwater Recovery Unit diver, Craig Lehner, in the waters of the Niagara River. They were headed this way, and they've stopped for the moment. So we'll bring you the briefing as soon as we get it. But
yes, set the stage for us, Tim. What are you seeing right now? Are there still a lot of rescue equipment?
Yeah, Erie County Sheriff's Air 1 is back in the air. They had to take some needed rest time. That's all sorts of FAA guidelines for them, and they needed to rest up, and they're back in the air, so they're assisting in the search. They've been coming through for the past, or flying over, I should say, for the past hour and a half or so. The Buffalo Police Underwater Recovery Team boat has been in the water doing very slow sweeps from upriver to downriver right by Broderick Park, where we're located, and they're sweeping using sonar and their divers to try to get any glimpse or try to locate Lehner if they can. There's some concern that perhaps with all the jagged rocks at the bottom, and we've been told there's rebar at the bottom, all sorts of different things at the bottom of the river here, about 30 feet down, that maybe he became caught at some point. We don't know that for sure, but that certainly is a possibility. And then they're also searching further downriver, of course, where current may have taken him after he broke away from the team. And it's an amazing feat of, as far as the number of law enforcement agencies that are involved in the search, Dominic. And right now the officials are making their way kind of swiftly over here, so I think we'll have this briefing very shortly.
Okay.
Again, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, Lieutenant Jeffrey Rinaldo, and Erie County District Attorney John Flynn are making their way over right now. So we'll get the very latest. We were told about an hour ago this is still a search and rescue mission, and we'll find out if that is the case. So again, this briefing about to get underway with Lieutenant Rinaldo, Erie County DA John Flynn, and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown all on scene. They're gathering right now here at the foot of Ferry Street.
So what we know about the officer, he's 34 years old.
He is. Dominic, let's listen in right now. This is Lieutenant Jeff Rinaldo on WBEN.
Folks, good morning. Thank you for everything. Our first briefing of the morning, Lieutenant Jeff Rinaldo will start with an update on the search, followed by statements from Mayor Brown and District Attorney John Flynn. Lieutenant Rinaldo?
Thank you. So this morning, we began our search operation at approximately 7 o'clock this morning. We're continuing to use sonar as well as robotic vehicles with cameras to search. We've also, approximately 8 o'clock this morning, put divers into the water conducting search patterns. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank multiple agencies that have offered support from all throughout the Northeast as well as Canada. I'll give you a brief update on what we will be doing for the rest of the day. We will have searching continue by, again, electronic means as well as by divers. We have a cadaver search dog from Amigo Search Dogs, which is part of the New York State Federation of Rescue Teams, currently on the water searching, helping us to try and narrow down an area to look for our officer. At this point, we also have an asset from the NYPD that's en route to Buffalo with the assistance of the State Police Aviation Unit to get a couple divers as well as this very high-tech piece of sonar equipment delivered to Buffalo as soon as possible. And we also have dive teams from multiple agencies as well as Rochester PD, Canadian assets, and local assets that will be assisting in the rotation of the divers. So right now, safety is our utmost concern for everybody involved in the rescue operation. We have a very strategic and coordinated effort that's taking place. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Mayor Brown for a few words.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with the family of our officer, as well as the colleagues of our officer in the underwater recovery team. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all of the agencies who have responded. There has been an incredible outpouring of support from local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies that have joined the search effort. We thank them all for that. There has been an outpouring of support from the public, from the business community. Our hearts are certainly heavy this morning, but we continue to be prayerful as the search continues. Now I want to turn things over to District Attorney John Flynn.
The effort of law enforcement here today is nothing but incredible, quite frankly. The various agencies that are here, from the federal government to the state government to the local counties, City of Buffalo, municipal organizations, fire departments, EMS facilities. I mean, there are no egos here. There are only dedicated men and women who want to help. And that sense of help, that sense of dedication, makes me proud to be a partner with my partners in law enforcement, and to not only be here for support, but as the mayor said, to pray as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll open it up to questions.
Jeff, can you give us a little bit more information about the logistics that are going on right now, exactly what's happening?
So we're utilizing what's called an incident command system. What that does is we have somebody assigned to the water assets in charge of the divers. We have another person in charge of the boats that are on the water. We also then have somebody who's responsible for coordinating the land effort. And it's just a matter of everybody communicating at our command posts and coming up with schedules. We have people assigned to monitor weather conditions, boating conditions, airspace conditions. So it's a logistical piece, but again, it's the same type of system we use in many, many large-scale incidents. So we're familiar with it, and at this point, it's just a matter of scheduling and coordinating those efforts.
Any idea what may have happened yesterday? Any additional information?
Again, unfortunately, we can't speculate until eventually when we are able to locate our diver and see what information is yielded. As I said yesterday, this is a very, very dangerous section of the river to dive. There is an enormous amount of debris, literally full-size trees, cars, shopping carts, boulders, construction debris, just 100 years worth of stuff winding up in the river. Even things that wind up in Lake Erie, unfortunately, as the current flows, it winds up coming into the mouth of the river and depositing right about from where the Peace Bridge starts to down by the International Bridge. So it's just the natural flow of the water, how the debris hangs up in there.
Can you talk a little bit about the technology being used, the sonar technology, and we're also seeing the floats that are being put in the current, and the divers are following those floats?
Yeah, the floats represent divers, so it's one way that we can keep a tab on the divers that are underwater. So we're diving in two-man teams, and then we have two dive team backups with them in the event that there's an emergency. The technology, as we said, we were even in contact with the U.S. Navy, who's offered up some resources. So we're using and having brought in by the NYPD extremely sophisticated sonar technology, as well as robotic cameras and technology that exists. So it's a matter of just rotating divers with sonar, with then cameras, and trying to get a solid idea, a picture of an area that we can narrow our search to.
River where you're focusing the effort or the rescue effort here? Because we're seeing a lot of the boats right here beyond Unity Island here.
Based on the experience of our divers who have dove in this water for years and years and years, we're focusing our efforts on the area from where we know our diver went into the water to begin the training exercise to the point where we became aware that there was an emergency that developed, as well as some point south. So again, just based on their experience and how they know that the water reacts and how people underneath the water can react, that's kind of the area we're focusing on right now.
Jeff, how heavy is the diver's equipment?
The diver's weight belt with an air tank and stuff, I've been told, can add anywhere from 40 to 80 pounds to the diver. So it's because of the current, you need a lot of weight to get down to the bottom for diving operations. So that's why you'll see we enter our divers up almost by the Peace Bridge. It takes a great distance for them to be able to get buoyancy to get down to the bottom and stay at the bottom.
A couple more questions.
You
still consider this a search and rescue mission?
At this point, it is still a search and rescue mission until we have information that leads us otherwise, yes.
And what kind of assistance are you getting above from Air One, from the Coast Guard, and from the Border Patrol?
The air assets are being used to kind of search the coastline to look for any type of evidence of that the diver may have had with them, anything from equipment to ropes or tethers. So, again, it's just being used to kind of search the coastline as well as to keep an eye on the boat traffic, other air traffic, and the divers are in the water.
Does their infrared technology help at all?
Infrared technology can help if there's something surface-wise, but apparently it does not penetrate deep into the water from the air assets.
Where are the geographic parameters? Like, are we talking like from the Peace Bridge to Grand Island, or is it more limited than that?
Our search focus right now is kind of from the beginning of the break wall, where we know the diver entered the water, down to about the International Bridge.
Okay, and you mentioned U.S. Navy equipment is on its way?
We've been in touch with the U.S. Navy. The NYPD has the very same equipment that the Navy does. So from a logistics standpoint, the NYPD can get it here faster for us.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, that is a live briefing by Buffalo Police Lieutenant Jeff Rinaldo, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, and Erie County District Attorney John Flynn as they make their way back to the command center right now here at the foot of Ferry Street. So lots of new information, but the piece of information that everybody wants to know is where is this diver, and they have not yet been able to locate him. We'll continue to follow this all day long, Dominic.
Okay.
Updates top and bottom of every hour.
Thank you.
Us on Twitter, and we'll break in with any further developments as they occur throughout the day.